What was that trip like with you? We kind of followed through you on Instagram. What was the impetus behind that trip of you and Demaryius to go?
You know, we thought about a trip, you know, during the season, and I told him something that I always do is, you know, I plan a trip during the season. And sort of on that Tuesday, we take our mind off of football. It's supposed to be an off day. And we'll, you know, talk about either what hotel we're staying in or what type of, you know, vineyard we're going to try to, you know, go and see or, you know, whatever adventure we can get into down there in New Zealand. Not New Zealand, but in Africa. We just did that the whole year. But we promised each other that if we don't make it to the Super Bowl or win the Super Bowl, we're not going. So it was so crazy after the game, once we won the game and on the sideline, you know, usually people say, which we knew we weren't going to Disneyland. We were like, man, we're going to Africa, man. So that was really big. And it was just a exciting thing because we planned it the whole year. Just like, you know, you plan through the whole season and you got to sort of reap the benefit of that.
What was your favorite part of the trip?
I think that my favorite part of the trip was probably going to Sabi Sands and going to the resort there and going to the safari. And going and usually you go to the zoo, you take the kids to the zoo, or people who have kids, and they're tame animals. And in the jungle and out there in the safari, actually, they're in their own inhabitants, and you can see that they act a totally different way when they know that you can be food on that truck. So it was exciting, but you know the people that we were with, they, you know, protected us and everything was good, and it was a really good trip.
Many people would look at a trip to Africa as a once in a lifetime experience. So why would you take that trip and base it on whether you won the Super Bowl or not? Why wouldn't you just go anyway?
Because as a player, you got to sort of have, you know, your ifs. If you don't win, we're not going. If we win, you know, we are going. And you got to have that flip the coin, the 50-50, the heads and tails, and that's how me and Demaryius did it. It's not like, I mean, in life, you know, if you do something bad, you're not going to reap the benefit. So that's how we looked at it as. You know, if we don't win this, we're not going to reap the benefit of playing this whole year. We'll, you know, plan it another year. And so that's how we looked at it.
After all these seasons, was winning that Super Bowl as sweet as you thought it would be and the off season that came with it?
It was. It was an experience of a lifetime when you think about the Super Bowl. Everything that went up to the 2 weeks, the week before, the week during, you can't even fathom just the excitement the whole time. But you have to sort of stay calm throughout the whole game. And I think that the main thing just about, you know, that game when you – sort of every game you walk into the locker room, you see your jersey, you get sort of a little bit emotional, and that's just a regular season game. But when you walk into a totally different locker room, it's bannered in Denver Broncos stuff, and you see your jersey and your name on it, and all that stuff that you work for that whole season, you know, like, it's that time. It's that opportunity of a lifetime that they're playing the biggest game on, you know, national television and football in general. So it was really big just to have that moment.
How active were you involved in terms of the restructuring? And because it seemed like when Peyton left, it became a priority to keep you here in this locker room as a leader. What was your involvement in? Why was it important for you to stay?
I think it was important for me to stay because, you know, when you sort of have changes in your career, and then all of a sudden, you know, your first year you got nominated as a captain, your second year you get nominated as a captain, and guys start being that leader in the locker room. And that goes a long way in keeping everything in line, motivating guys and practice a little small things on the field. But, you know, experience goes a long way. And I always say don't put the cart before the bull. And I feel like that's what, you know, Elway did, saying, you know, yes, we lost a big leader in Peyton, but we still need our guy. We need our solid guy that's, you know, keeping the guys right and, you know, making sure that, you know, the maturity on the team stays at a level to where everybody stays focused, because he knows I'm not here to, you know, for money. I'm here for to win championships. I'm here to, you know, go over and beyond and build a legacy for the Denver Broncos. And I think that's, you know, that was a smart move by, you know, everybody, and I'm glad I'm able to still be here playing.
When they first approached you about the cut, what was your reaction? Did you think it might be coming, knowing that?
I knew you know, with all the moves and free agencies and, you know, guys unrestricted, I knew that they were going to come at me and say, you know, DeMarcus, you want to take a pay cut, you want to restructure. And so I was welcoming it. I was like, you know, I know that, you know, it's that part of my career to where what I bring to the game is sort of is an intangible thing of, you know, leadership and motivating the guys, getting out there playing when I can. But also, you know, you got guys like Shaq. You got guys like Shane that, you know, been productive this year. And one thing I said and I told him, I said, but I feel like those guys are ready, but they also need that veteran leadership. And I said, you know, whatever we need to do to keep me here. And, you know, me and I was very involved with Elway, talking back and forth with him. That's why I like him. You know, as an owner, general manager, you can talk to him and be man to man and say, you know, this is what we can do, is this what we can't do, and talk face to face and get it done.
Did they tell you, or is your role, I guess you're expecting your role to be different on the field this year, I mean, to protect your body as far as health-wise?
I wouldn't think my role would be different. I mean, my role is always second quarterback, so that's going to stay the same. But, you know, the coaches staying the same, the trainers are the same, the strength guys are the same, so I don't think my role is going to change. I think, you know, maybe the way we maybe approach the season of, okay, instead of doing 50 plays in OTAs, you know, you do 30. I've been, you know, this is my 12th year now. It's not like I don't know what to do, especially in Wade's defense. So, you know, just protecting your body and making sure that you're ready for, you know, the opportunities to come that's during this, for the season.
With Shaq and Shane, what steps forward do you expect them to take this year?
When you see guys like Shaq and Shane, you know, they come in their first year. I'm talking about Shaq first. You know, he was like that playing a lot of out of, like, athleticism. And now he's learning the game, the formations, how they're going to attack him. And then also talking to Shane the same way. I told him you can use your athleticism to a certain point, but when you can sort of think about the mental aspects of the game, the fundamentals, the techniques, that's what's going to get you over the top. And how consistent can you be throughout a whole game instead of, you know, hit play here, play there, and then when it comes to crunch time, you know, are you going to show up? And so I think that's how those guys are going to mature this year, and they have a whole nother year, you know, me and Vaughn and Shaq, all of us together. And I think it's gonna be a better year than last year.
Do you have concerns about Vaughn's situation?
I'm not concerned about it. I actually got done texting this morning, asking what he's doing. He sent me a video, but he was, you know, doing what he needs to do, and I'm not really concerned about it. I know that. You know, he wants to, you know, be a Denver Bronco, and he's, you know, doing what he needs to do to take care of himself this off season. So, you know, we'll welcome back in open arms when he comes back.
Do you have a reaction to Brady being back on the 4-game suspension?
You know, somebody asked me that about Brady, you know, probably not playing for 4 games with that suspension. I said, well, we play him the 15th game, and he's going to be here. So we got to make sure that we get ready for Brady on that 15th game. But you know, that's, you know, league rules, whatever they're doing. I don't know, you know, the details of it, but I know the 15th game he'll be there, and we'll make sure we're ready for him.
What's it like with Peyton not being around? And is there any – do you guys focus at all about the uncertainty of quarterback right now?
I think right now we just – you know, with Peyton not being around is that, you know, the sheriff is not here. And that's a, you know, hard pill to swallow. But you also got to think about, you know, this whole year we see that, you know, one guy doesn't make a team, but they do make the team better. And so everybody got to pick up the pieces and, you know, build that portrait of what we need to, you know, for this year. So, you know, what other question you asked? You asked me another question.
Are you all about the uncertainty of quarterback? Yeah. Mark's here, but it's been a strange offseason regarding
It's been a strange offseason, but all off seasons always are strange. You know, you don't know exactly, you know, what's going on. So I think once we start OTAs and, you know, mini camp and training camp, everything will start falling into place and where it needs to be.
Two more for DeMarcus.
A lot of players in your situation, you know, they're looking for the best opportunity to win that championship. You won that last year. When they came to you to restructure, how much in your mind was this is the place that we can repeat or the best chance to win another one?
I think, you know, people ask me, you know, once Peyton left and Malik left and, you know, Danny Trevathan, you know, can we, you know, rebuild the team to sort of replace those guys to win a championship? And I said yes, because, you know, look at the guys that were right behind them. You know, this whole year you've seen, you know, guys like, you know, Vance coming in for Malik and Sly, everybody switching on the defensive line. You got Todd and, you know, Nelson, all those guys coming in and playing and figuring out the pieces. So I say we have everything in place to for a repeat, but the thing is it takes a lot of hard work and dedication and guys being consistent this whole year to get that done, and that's what we have to do.
Last one, Arnie.
DeMarcus, you and Vaughn have always had kind of that big brother, little brother relationship, and he's always kind of looked up to you as a mentor and whatnot. And there's this notion, now that he's about to cash in, that he's going to need you more than ever to kind of keep him on the straight and narrow. Do you see your role in that sense? And does a guy like Vaughn or anybody, when they cash in like that, need a little bit of, you know, some of that big brother guidance?
I sort of look at it as the analogy as, you know what, he's the guy that's bringing in all the money to the bank, and it's going to be a big interest on him this year. So we're going to make sure that, you know, everything is right and in line for him, that, you know, that he sometimes guys can fall off and guys can get as quote-unquote the big head and not want to, you know, be as driven. But, you know, you have guys like me and that's been in those shoes and done those things. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, what type of legacy you want to build for yourself.